Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We're alive. Descendants. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Chapter 4. Pre-game. Part 1 of 2.
I still can't believe what she did to my baby.
It's a hell of a lot more comfortable now, that's for sure. Everything is cushions.
Take a nap back here if I wanted.
All right, guys, just keep sharp. Not long till the crash site now.
I'm watching.
Heat scanners say the area is clear. Nothing living out there.
Okay, well, that feature's a little useful.
Ooh, the turret too. Man, this is intense. Automatic modicum. Datu would be proud.
But now we got giant air tanks inside. Love riding with a bomb.
Would you relax? They fixed a lot of things you never could. You can actually steer without breaking your arms.
Well, I was getting around to it.
When? You're like 80, Bert.
Oh, that old? Really? What, are we gonna have to carry you along the way?
Don't you worry. This beard's covering a six-pack. Or is it a one now? Well, it doesn't matter. As long as I can shoot.
Good God. That is your weapon of choice? Like some gun-toting warlord?
50 caliber stopping power. Golden Shirley's got your back if you need it.
Ah, you're a lefty.
Just call me Goldfinger. Well, it's hard to shoot with my right anymore.
Ow! Someone do that to your finger?
Oh, well, this is nothing. You should have seen what happened to her.
Her? What'd you do?
You gonna tell us finally?
All I'm gonna say is I scratched her off my list. Could say I buried the hatchet.
Michael was a little worried about her coming back for a while there.
Yeah, well, that wasn't gonna happen. I know for sure. I told him, but you know Michael. He's stubborn.
Let's hope he's just as stubborn now.
Know what back on if he's any better?
None. Sorry.
I feel bad leaving him like we did.
Well, there's nothing we can do. It's out of our hands.
Hey now, eyes sharp. We got a live one out there.
Is it the kids?
I don't see anything.
Weapons at the ready. Safety's on, fingers off the triggers. Verify contacts before shooting.
Oh, so you're in charge, huh?
Hey, I'm just an old soldier stepping up to the plate. Sergeant First Class at your service.
Yeah, well, Gunnery Sergeant's the same grade, so we're equal rank.
Well then, Gunny, anything you want to add?
Yeah. Don't do anything stupid that gets us killed. We're only here to find the kids and go home. We ain't heroes. Lose focus, we lose them.
Well, color me surprised. You actually grow with age.
Just living up to the beard.
Ha ha! A wizard on this quest.
Boys!
Left side, I saw movement.
I hear it. I don't see it. Something different. This one ain't normal.
Weapons at the ready!
Spiked infected, spiny one. Damn, it's fast too.
Kelly, open your firing hole. Slide it over.
I don't see it.
Spiky on the right. It's after us now. Get him, Shirley.
I can't get a clear shot.
It just ran behind us.
Come on, which way is it?
On the left now.
Come on, light him up, Vic.
Victor. You missed!
Shit! That thing's got that fast! I can't track it!
Save the ammo if you're gonna miss every damn time. I wanna drive now.
I hit it! But the M16s aren't doing anything!
Surely can! Scoot over!
Hey, watch it! Come on, Vic!
I don't see it anymore!
Coming up behind you!
Ah! Shit! It's on the back! Too close, I can't get it!
Not for Shirley! Get down! Smile, ugly fucker! You shall not pass!
It's dead. It's going cold.
But it's still on the back.
Spiky shit's got its claws and its horns stuck in the metal. But it ain't got much of a face left.
Hold on, I'll try and shake it off.
Oh! Hey! Easy now!
Still on there.
It's all right, we'll take care of it when we stop. There's no way we're slowing down now.
Any others?
Scanner says it's clear.
Well, I'm gonna wait to use the turret until the top's open.
It was just too friggin' fast. Couldn't track it, man. He used it not to waste the ammo.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's dead. That's all that matters.
Close the firing holes, please.
I'm sorry. The turret doesn't move easily.
It's all right. Maybe we can fix it later. It's not much further to the crash site.
No, look, I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, everyone good? That is all that matters.
I missed two, Victor. Maybe we are a little rusty.
Well, speak for yourself. Shirley here is golden. That's one for me.
It's not a competition.
Well, maybe it should be. Hey, Riley?
Whatever it is, I'm not playing.
Yeah, I'm not playing either.
You ain't no fun. First action we've got in years. How else would you know if you still got it?
Oh, I know I still got it.
Let's just get there. All right.
Kids these days.
All right, heat signature's clear. Something happens, you all get back in the armored car ASAP, right? Riley, can you drive and follow us?
Actually, can I drive?
I was thinking the same thing. My bow's quiet.
Ha! Golden Shirley surely is not. But at least it blew plenty of holes in Spikey.
Yeah, Bert, help me get this thing off the back, will you?
Ooh, gross. It's really stuck on there, isn't it?
You weren't kidding. Covered in horns.
Well, at least we know the 50 cal works. Here, Vic, help me pry it off.
3, 2...
God, look at that thing.
Scorpion. Here it is. Scorpions, often found in the deserts, burrowing in the sand and stalking victims. Covered in keratin growths that act as both armor and weapons. Also covers itself with extra bones from other creatures to protect itself. Jeez.
What are you reading?
Oh, it's Tanya Tink's infected field journal.
Sounds like her.
We've never had anything like this close to Westport before.
It says here they're usually found in above-ground hives in the desert. So what the hell is this thing doing so far into the city?
Look at it. Those growths are everywhere.
Pretty far from human now, huh?
It even touches you and you're done.
And I thought the normals were bad enough.
First evolved infected you've seen?
Yeah.
Well, get used to it. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Is this what Nick and the others had to deal with?
That's what we're here to find out. Downed helicopters this way.
Good place to start.
All right, follow them. I got the turret.
Two Westport search parties already came here, right?
That's right. They didn't find any sign of Nick or the others.
Just one? Where's the other helicopter?
Missing. They couldn't even find where they landed. It would have been on the top of a building.
Yeah, something with roof access so they can get up and down easy.
There's some taller buildings this way.
I think I see boot tracks here. Easy through here, it's a narrow passage.
Turn back, drive around.
I'm trying.
Turn the wheel the other way when you're backing up.
I am, I know what I'm doing.
Do you want me to come down there?
For the sake of all that is holy, you better stay up there in that turret, Victor Fuentes. Deep breath, Mira. Beggars cannot be choosers. Look, are you sure that they're up for this? It's not too late to turn around.
No, they'll warm up. Just give them a break.
We don't need extra couple drama on this mission.
Oh, that's nothing for them.
The drama, huh? And you wonder why I don't date anyone.
I guess Ruth and I have our times, too. It's what happens when you're with someone forever.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
It can be.
Hey, look! There's a ladder up to the top of that roof.
Yeah, boot tracks go to and from there.
The area is clear. We climb?
Let the two stooges catch up.
There you go, now we're caught up. You sure you don't want to switch?
Can you not in front of them? Day one on the field and you're already acting like this?
Hey, Chihuahua.
Riley, you first.
Are you gonna go last?
Well, I gotta take my time. Slow and steady wins the race.
Well, in this game, you come in second, you're lunch.
I'm keeping pace.
Thank God for you, Riley.
We'll stay here.
And watch the car.
Clear. They would have landed on the next level. Go?
Mm-hmm. Move. He'll catch up. Won't you, Bert?
I'm coming.
This is it. This is where they landed.
Yeah, you're right. Look over here. Lots of tracks, but that's it.
I'm not really finding much up here.
Hey, Bert, you coming? Fall down or something?
Well, we're supposed to be looking for clues, right?
Yeah, of course.
Wouldn't a body be a big one?
Holy shit.
You went right past her.
You found someone?
Well, what's left? Kinda looks like they took most of her away.
Oh God, who is it? Check the name tape.
Hanover, the pilot.
We didn't know them.
Why would the pilot be so far from the helicopter?
Maybe she fell off. Here, look at her legs.
I need to check.
Ugh, gross. I don't want to see that.
You know, going slow let me see this while you raced on by.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Well, maybe this old wizard still knows a few spells.
Looky, looky what I found. A dart. So, she must have...
fell. After she got hit by that.
Yeah. Safe bet the rest of the team was, too.
Why use a dart?
It's meant to be a sedative. Non-harmful. Hard to use effectively. You have to be close.
Sounds like you know where that's from.
No, but I know the type of people who use them. Trappers.
Trappers?
Slave traders, whatever you want to call them.
So, the other guardians, Vera, Nick, and Alex, they were taken?
Probably why the helicopter is missing, too. Sold off to the highest bidder.
Do we need to keep looking?
I think we found what we needed.
The dart. You said you didn't know where that was from.
No, but I know who the highest bidder would be.
What about the body?
We'll call it in on the way out.
Sorry, Hanover. Well, but hey, at least she had her knife. Looks like in the end, she went down swinging.
Bad way to go.
She at least got one good cut of the infected. It's a good knife, too.
What are you doing?
Well, it's only a little blood. Still a decent combat blade. These are hard to come by.
Really, Bert?
What? You know me. I gotta keep wheeling and dealing.
I just...
Come on, we gotta go!
Did you find something?
Trappers.
Really? Is that a dead end?
Not exactly. A trapper of this level? They're going to see the boar.
Shit. Lots of changed since we were last out.
The boar? That a place? That doesn't help me. What do you want me to put in the GPS?
Prim. They took our people to the slave city run by the boar. Which means we need to get on the road now.
Descendants will continue after a word from our sponsors.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much.
But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now, back to Descendants.
Ah, easy, Nick.
Is there somewhere we can put him down?
To the couch. All right.
Thanks.
Man, you were out for a while.
And look at this place. It's not so bad. Better than the training barracks.
You know, you're not gonna have good fighters left if you just let abuse like that happen.
What the hell did you do to set off that infected?
Buffalo Bill. Apparently even those things get nicknames now.
I didn't do shit. I just stood there when that fucking walrus whacked me. Should've gone toe-to-toe.
You dropped like a sack of potatoes.
Not now, Alex. Not from you.
Nick, we have to stop meeting like this.
Let me make sure I got all your names. Vincent, Nick, Vera, Lisa, and Alex.
Vera.
Say that again?
Vera.
Vera, fine. I'm Nakoma, and this is where you'll be staying for the night. Maybe two. Three for Lucky. Come on, all the way in. Let's go.
Jeez, yo, would you just warn me next time? Damn.
I said get all the way in. You might as well get comfortable, not going anywhere for a while.
Not that I care, but where did Pee Pee Pants go? Did they finally drag him off and...
No, they didn't think Alvin would be worth throwing in the pits, so they put him in an infected detail.
Wait. He doesn't have to fight? There are other options. How do we get that job?
I guess the boar saw another purpose for him.
All right, then. Well, how do we talk to her?
You don't.
So what is that ball baby doing now? What's infected detail?
Those are the people who maintain the various species specially penned up while the rest roam free in the arenas.
Look, I know my head hurts, but am I really hearing this right?
This is very real.
I've never heard of a place so advanced. I mean, how could someone build this?
A place made by monsters to house other monsters.
Human suffering is profitable. Watching it is marketable. What do you think reality TV was back in the day, huh?
There are bedrooms down the halls to my left and right. Okay, a kitchen behind me, training area on the left, and bathroom facilities on the right. My quarters are upstairs. You don't have access.
So you're locked in here, too?
I'm still a part of the game. You're just my ticket to the next level. I'm not going to insult you by telling you what to do. Your guardians trained your whole life. Why tell you what to do with the rest of your time? They'll come by and give us orders in a couple of hours. So until then, you're on your own.
Hey, what kind of orders?
Where to go from here, what arena you'll be sent into. You're slotted for the infected environment, so at least it won't be human-to-human combat.
This is a joke, right? I think I've read this book, Fight to the Death Where You Know You Can't Win.
People have been exploiting and trafficking infected and humans like this for years. This isn't new. The boar just takes it to another level.
The boar. You keep talking about this boar. And who exactly is that?
Everywhere's got a top. And here, she's it.
Can you give us anything more? A name?
She's Old World Evil. Doesn't let anyone know who she is unless you're one of them.
Hence the animal names.
Bingo. Titles are blessings. Shields you from a lot of shit.
Gang signs and intimidation. It means nothing.
Maybe out there, but in here it does. There's one thing you'll learn very quickly. Whoever you were before won't matter in the arena.
That's it? And you're just gonna leave us in here?
As long as those cameras don't show any suicides, I could care less. I'm gonna lay down. Just be ready to fight when it's time. You win, I win.
Wait, we need more information. You can't just... Great. Nicholas. You're okay. We're okay.
Yeah. We are. So, what do we do now?
Food! Food! That's a fridge! There's food in there!
Everyone eat fast, then I'm showering. Grab whatever you can before it's taken away.
That is one of the smartest things you've said all day. Now let's see this. Oh, it's stocked. There's so much food in here.
Make way. Suddenly, I'm feeling a lot better.
Nick, what really happened back there? When you looked at that big infected, I saw the look on your face.
Honestly, I don't know. It was saying something. It was looking at me. And that green eye, like it knew something that I didn't.
That's it?
That's it. Now I'm just hungry. What do we got, Alex?
Fridge, stove, microwave.
We don't have anything close to this in our barracks. Why are they going through all the trouble?
Oh, I get it. Think about it.
What?
They do this because it could be your last meal.
So you're the doom and gloom of the group, huh?
The realist, appropriately.
Or they want you well fed in the arena. Calorie load so that you can last longer.
That's grim.
Well, how much time do you even have in these arenas? Like, is it forever? Could you starve?
Wait, are we actually doing this?
What other choice do you think you have, huh? This is Prim. You don't escape Prim. Infected Las Vegas one way, and desert forever the other. And that's if you get outside the walls and fences. You saw how big this place is. No matter how tough you think you are, you gotta play their game, okay? By their rules. It's the only way out I see.
Vincent's right. We are pretty far into their compound by now. We walk by a goddamn stadium.
Think about what must have happened here. Like, how many people it must have taken to build all of this.
Thousands.
How did CJ or Westport not know about this?
Makes you wonder. How many of your citizens are in those hotels right now, waiting to see the game?
Not from Westport.
I've been on the other side of these once or twice. Brings people from all over. Redcoats, UA citizens, Westport colonists. That place is no different.
Bullshit.
If someone can put a dollar on your head, then you can be sold out. That may be why you all are here.
Like, someone on our team betrayed us.
Not implausible.
We're not going to turn on each other, if that's what you're trying to do.
Damn, all right. I was just leveling with you. Sensitive group. Someone's gotta harden you up a little bit. How else do you expect to make it through?
Oh, we will.
So we were on a mission, and now we're here, and tomorrow we're what? Just tossed to the slaughter? How are you all dealing with this so calmly?
Just on the outside. I'm not dealing with this calmly.
I feel like we're never getting out of here. No matter what.
Yeah, maybe. But our trapper friend, Nakoma, catch that name, by the way? She was able to get out, so it can't be impossible.
Oh, just give me a couple of her darts and see what I can do in there.
She wouldn't have had those things, or the frogs in the arenas, right?
Nakoma, where is she from? If nothing else, maybe she can tell us how she survived.
Yeah, I want to know too. I mean, they give you a weapon, or you have nothing going in? Toss you in buck-ass naked, or what?
That's a good point. Ask that. I ain't doing no Beowulf shit.
What do you want?
Do we fight naked? Tell me we're not fighting naked.
What? No, of course not. Is that why you're bothering me?
We wanted to know. How did you do it? How did you survive in there? Whatever. Some help you are.
Well, there you have it.
Might as well relax. Not like we're going anywhere for a while.
I can't eat. My stomach is in knots.
You need to. Lisa, please. Anything. Come on. I mean, there's some fruit over there. I just need you to eat, okay? Because you need your energy. Please.
Someone's at the front door.
Oh, no. Is it time already?
Couldn't be. Right?
Move aside. I got this. Who is it?
It's Alvin.
You found us?
Wasn't hard.
We wanted him to find us?
Shh. Did you get the layout?
Ooh, Nakoma's running a side hustle.
Well, yes, but is Nick there?
Yeah? Why?
Well, can I come inside?
I would, but you can't. Not without an access key. Can you slip the map under the door?
Won't be necessary.
I'm supposed to deliver these. Got your fresh linens, too, and clean jumpers. All your sizes. All gray. Here you are. Put them on yourselves. Hey, Nicholas.
Hey.
Alvin.
Where's Simon and Theodore?
What?
Never mind.
Oh, I get it. I hate it. Most people forgot that reference. Thanks.
And it was worth it.
Enough! What did you get me?
Everything. Layouts, schematics, all of it. Apparently, if you're not an idiot, and since I knew so much, they made me an assistant to infected management.
No shit!
No one wants to go near them makes me uniquely qualified. Last guy practically gave up his position.
Can't imagine why.
So, they get you going. Whatever floats your boat. Can we see what you brought?
Ew! I only find them fascinating. That's it.
Hey, man, I'm not asking. You don't have to be telling, all right?
Shut the hell up and listen for once. You want to know how I lived? I paid attention. I listened. And I talked to the guard and convinced him to tell me where to go once I got inside. Those first few seconds can be a matter of life and death. Knowing right or left ahead of time will give you an actual chance.
Jesus. And then it got easier?
Alvin, tell us what you know already. Come on.
I was able to sketch out the overall layout of the arenas from the compound map on the wall.
This is it? This looks like chicken scratch.
Can you get us, like, an actual copy of that map? Not your little scribbles here, but none of this is to scale or labeled.
If anything, it's much bigger than that.
Really? That's like 10 times the size that we trained in.
And then some.
She's always treated this place like her wild animal preserve.
Jurassic Park, with infected species, combined with the Running Man. Yay.
Get the fuck out of here if you don't want to listen. Alvin, please.
All right. Each arena is a meticulously planned ecology to match the infected's natural environments, or else some of them would just die.
Wait, what are these other mercs here?
These are the various tribes, different species of infected. They tend to group together in the wild, and do here, too. 12 species in all. I only mark some of them.
Some? Oh, come on! That doesn't help us at all!
Yeah, no shit. Maybe Vincent's got a point. If we're gonna get tossed in there, I wanna know exactly where not to go. This is not much.
Well, there's a whole schematic of the compounds on the wall, but I can't take a picture of it.
Well, can you do better than this?
Our lives are depending on it.
I just want to know where the exits are.
Those I don't even know. There are several man-made tunnels that span under each arena and are rotated for usage. You won't know till you're in there.
Under? Wouldn't they just dig?
There's reinforced concrete around and underneath. No way in or out other than the tunnels.
This map is not helpful.
I'm sorry, I'm not much of an artist.
Are you much of anything?
At least you have something. Now study. Be glad you have this. No one else does.
We're not supposed to know any of this?
Going in blind is part of their fun. I don't want fun, I want to win. Alvin put himself at risk if this is all he can do.
Well?
Well what?
I might be able to do better.
Sounds like he has his own hustle going on.
In fact, I do have something in mind. And I thought this through. Where they assign me. No one goes into infected management unless they have to. That's where the detailed map is, on the wall, and it's only a few buildings over. 2 security doors. My card can get us through those.
Wait, you have access?
Guess they don't figure anyone would want to break into that place. I can't get you anywhere else, but...
And the map shows every detail we might need to know.
All of it. Shows the entire facility.
Well, that would be good if we want to escape. Maybe we don't even have to fight.
Try it, and it might end up costing you more than your own life. You'd be putting everybody else at risk.
If we go there, you'll have to draw your own map, though.
If there's one thing I can do for us, it's make a map. Easy. Go find me some pens.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her drawings. She's good.
Wait. What about the cameras in here? They would see us leaving.
None of those can be recorded. Only for viewing upstairs. Too many foreign politicians visit the contenders. Or concubines.
How do we sign up for that?
Enough. We better hurry if we're gonna make it back down before the orders get here.
Now, wait. There is a risk on my end, especially if they caught me. I require payment and the conditions.
Out with it.
Nicholas?
Nope. Not doing it.
You didn't even hear what he has to say.
Oh, trust me. Whatever it is, I've heard it, and I
promise
no,
if you...
don't even tell me. People ask me for all kinds of freaky shit. You have no idea.
He's just asking for your papers.
Yeah, I just want the papers. Ooh, no, nothing else.
Oh. The what?
Earlier, I noticed you had some pages.
From the crash site? Yeah, I did. Didn't I... I shoved them in my cargo pocket.
Yes. Those are them.
From the dead guy at the tunnel?
Hold on a sec. What did you take from the crash site?
Can I see those?
Just scribbles on some paper.
He scribbles to some, not to others.
Wait, what do they mean to you?
Everything.
How many do you already have?
Yeah, where did you get all those?
Gathering them. From around.
Nick, these look exactly like the ones you found.
Where did you get those, Alvin?
Where, Alvin?
They were in a briefcase.
No, before then.
Places. For some time.
Look at him, he's lying.
Yeah, obviously.
He's risking his neck for you over a bunch of scraps of paper. Get over it.
This is about something else.
Those are Ink's writings. He's the one from the crash site. Burn every one of those pages.
Burn them. Hold. What?
These would have been buried when Saul blew up the tunnels. someone went digging.
What the fuck did you do, Alvin?
What else did you find?
I did nothing. Nothing!
What came out wasn't nothing.
Who is Cole?
You know. How? Oh, God. Did you see it? You saw it, too. I didn't even know if it was real.
You let it out?
We didn't know. We didn't know.
What the hell is Cole? What are you guys talking about?
I was hoping it was a bad dream.
You gave us that nightmare? You can't even see it. It's just darkness.
And those green eyes, the kind you don't forget. They must be his.
Ink's dead. Ain't no one got eyes like that no more.
That big infected Buffalo Bill has one. First time I've seen that. And I cross lots of infected through my travels. Why don't you just forget these papers? You want to know your enemy? I can show you all of it. Without me, you won't stand a chance in there. I'm trying to save you.
Hold up. You know, this guy is the reason we were sent out on that mission. And then, Nick, you came after us?
Right. That's what we've been saying.
It killed my people, too. I was the only one left.
Oh, boo fucking who? I got the world's tiniest violin playing just for your ass, bro. This guy's the reason we're in this fucking mess?
And he may have done something worse. We can't even warn anyone.
Exactly.
But here you are. Like I said, whoever or where or whatever happened to you out there before this doesn't matter.
Oh, it will. What he did is gonna matter to a lot of people.
Then it sounds like you need to survive long enough so that you can tell your people. And if that's the case, I suggest you start by taking whatever advantage you can when it presents itself. They're gonna split you up in there, so everyone should know this information.
Wait, they're going to split us up?
What's the last condition? Out with it. Come on, clock's ticking.
My condition is that the blonde guy stays. I don't want him coming with us.
What? Why? The hell should I stay?
Hissing all over me at every chance you get. I'm not helping you.
Fuck you.
I don't know whether to despise or respect you.
Can we trust him?
I think we should listen to him. Nick, we may not like what he did, but what does it matter? If he can help us, he's our best shot.
We should go with him.
If you think this is what we should do, Vera, then I trust you. Let's go.
You guys just gonna leave me here?
It's gonna be fine.
Are you serious?
Hey, calm down. We'll share the notes. Don't worry.
Oh, I fucking bet you will.
Found some pens and pencils.
Perfect.
We won't be gone long.
I'm eating all the food, just saying. And using all the dry towels.
Clock is ticking. Let's go.
All right, then. Follow me.
Hey, they better not catch you. You hear me? I'm serious.
We're Alive, Descendants will return next week. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in In fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Datan Gilbert as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera.
Austin Trace as Alex.
Bree Tilton as Lisa.
Scott Marvin as Bert.
Claire Dodin as Riley.
Tammy Klein as Kelly.
Otto Sturk as Victor.
Carol Kaufman as Mira.
Vanessa Bourne as Nakoma.
Michael Ursu as Vincent.
Skip Peepo as Alvin.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by Michael Keane. Produced by K.C. Wayland. Line producers Christian Vieira and Elisa Elliott. Mastered by Victoria Cheng and Gino Jang. Assistant editing by Isabella Miller. Infected sound design by Michael Keane and Gino Jang. Mastered by Victoria Cheng and Gino Jang. Original music by Danny Burkov Hopkins. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Michael Keane. Script supervisors, Lauren Kroom and Victoria Cheng. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager, Gino Jang. Videographer, Blair Wayland. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief marketing officer, Callum Doherty. Marketing assistant, Hattie Quinlan. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.